The entire political family in Burundi, the government was represented by the Interior Minister, but also by the Minister for External Relations and International Cooperation, and together with the president of the ruling party, but also all the leading figures from the opposition. So it was an inclusive meeting where all those who have a stake in Burundi's political life were represented, and I must also add civil society organizations, religious groups, and of course also Burundi's partners. The entire diplomatic corps was present, and together with the UN system in Bujumbura.
What did the meeting achieve?
First, a reaffirmation of the importance of all the principles and recommendations contained in the roadmap adopted by consensus in March 2013. And as you may recall, an important aspect of it was to reaffirm the need for inclusive participation in the 2015 elections and call also to ensure that those elections will be peaceful. Also, a number of other calls to ensure that there is a proper gender balance, but also minority groups were to be represented in this process. I believe we have made another step forward, because while we may not have come up with new recommendations, because as you may recall, all important steps have been already, let's say, secured. We have a roadmap, we have the code of conduct, but most importantly, we have also the electoral law, which is supposed to be organizing election, the 2015 elections in Burundi. But what was important is the opportunity given to all to speak out and raise some serious concerns and also shortfalls that participants identified as posing, not into question, but at least as outstanding gaps
Right.
that will need to be addressed if we are to have an inclusive and peaceful election.
What are some of those concerns?
Well, there are some recurrent issues. There was an open debate on the issue of what is considered as political actors as opposed to heads of established political parties. This is a concept which is not proper to Burundi, but which was agreed in the roadmap as a means to ensure participation of all political leaders in Burundi, including, as you may recall, those who boycotted the 2010 electoral process. What was also discussed was the whole issue of security, the need to ensure that elections would be safe, that political leaders will not be risking to be subject to any form of violence during the electoral process. And I'm confident that if we consider the statement made by the interim minister at the end of the meeting to reassure all participants that the government will do everything that is in its power to address any outstanding security concern in order to bring about a conducive, peaceful environment ahead of the 2015 elections.
And from your assessment, Mr. Onanga Anyanga, is the situation in Burundi conducive for free and fair elections next year?
Look, we have to look at things in a positive way. I must say that while democratization and multi-party democracy is still a new thing in the country, even though they have gone through two broadly successful electoral processes, we still have an issue with intolerance. I think not all stakeholders understand that everybody has the right to speak out and everybody has the right to have a different viewpoint, but that should not be leading into a confrontation. And understand we're still coming out of a country that went through a lengthy decade of fratricide conflict. So we still have to deal with the legacy of the past, but the country has made considerable progress. And this is where we need to build from and to ensure that what we have achieved, the gains we have achieved, will be irreversible. And this will take the dedicated engagement of all in order to make it happen.
Finally, are you confident that free and fair elections will be held in Burundi next year?
Well, as I said, we still have a number of outstanding challenges acknowledged by the government. I will see this as a work in progress. If, and as you may be also aware, at the request of the government itself, the UN will be soon deploying a new mission to support the electoral process alongside other key players like the European Union and the African Union, but also the Eastern African community. So the mere engagement of all these actors shows that it is still a challenge. You know, we are not in a situation where we can just convene an electoral process and have it done in a few months without any hiccups. Overall, this is still an objective that we can fairly well achieve.